They tryna add me, I'm running the race. I gotta pick up the pace. They throwing shade, but I'm gone.
Get in, losers.
We're talking shit.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Get In, Loser. I am gathered here today with the beautiful Tara Harris and Mr. Zachary Clayton.
Oh, where's my beautiful?
Isn't Tara. That your name?
Yeah. No one knows my last name, though.
Well, now you guys all know, or Tara's World, whatever you guys prefer to call her. But we are here. We are queer. Except for him.
I was like, wait, hold on, man.
Are you assuming my sexual orientation?
No.
But anyways, if you are watching us, thank you for joining us. And you
welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back, should I say. My filler's set in, my Botox is set in, so things are going. Yeah, things
thank
are going
God.
Good. Audio comes out 2 days before video. You can stream us on any podcast streaming platform of your choice. That's Apple, Spotify, where else?
Yeah, tell them.
Like Tidal? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't know if Tidal does Tidal do that?
I don't know.
Who owns that app? Isn't it like Jay-Z or someone owns that shit? Right.
Anyways.
Anywho. Sorry.
And if you do love us, I love us. We love us.
I do.
You should follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Get In Loser Pod.
Yeah.
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 I was the first follower of that Instagram account, by the way.
Wait, is the account made already?
I looked up Get In Loser Pod and it had zero.
Zero followers?
We haven't talked about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I followed it and I was the first follower. Just so now
it's,
y'all know.
Now it's our duty to shout it out and cloud it up. And
yeah.
And your guys' duty to go follow it, shout it out, cloud it up.
Share it with three friends.
Fake.
You're fucking fake.
Fucking fake.
Right. Piece of shit. Right. Probably shouldn't talk
That's
to
our
like
little
that,
weekly update.
Wait, can we do
doing?
Our weekly ad libs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She.
What?
Huh?
Chia. Mama. All right, let's stop.
I don't have any good ad libs.
Give it a second.
But I do have a good Elma voice. I'm like, hello, boys and girls. On today's episode of Get In, Loser, we're talking shit.
You fucking freak me out every day.
Isn't that good?
That's good as hell. That's good as hell.
It just creeps me the fuck out.
That is a little fucking creepy, honestly.
Yeah, that first TikTok you posted of that sent me off my fucking edge. Mm-hmm.
I need to make more of those.
Yeah, you do.
Did it do well when you first posted it?
Yeah.
Definitely keep it going.
Yeah.
I saw the Hun on my For You page. Like, the likes were like...
I love that for me.
Like, yeah, I love that for me! Ew. All right, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah, no more.
All right, love you guys. Let's just get right into this.
So I feel like it's only right every episode at the very beginning. We know we kind of update you guys with our lives and how it's been going.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go first. All right, that's all I have for you guys. My,
oh my God.
Yo, my life has been boring as shit the last 2 weeks. I actually just went home. Well, it was cool. I went home to Texas, my hometown, to meet my brother's second child. He has another child.
Okay.
So I met my
Uncle Zach.
I'm uncle of like three now, which is weird.
So you classify yourself as like the creepy weird uncle? Like at like
no, like the dope ass uncle that like everyone loves.
You're like sneaking the nieces and nephews like shots and shit.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. Well, she's like one, so maybe not shots, but some candy. Yeah.
Shots of
like when mom says no candy, I like come in the room. I'm like, hey, here. Don't tell
wait,
us. Nothing.
Here's
that's
an airhead.
So funny how like when you're really young, like candy is like the alcohol.
Yeah, they love
like,
that shit.
Yeah, right. And then you get older, and it's like fucking liquor.
It's like, where's the Tito's?
Wait, you know what's funny though is like I'm still like a very avid candy addict, like nonstop, consistently eating candy.
You know what? I don't normally eat candy, but I woke up this morning at like 8 a.m. and there was an Airhead wrapper in my bed.
Oh, God.
I wake up in the middle of the night almost every single night, like because I'm still high and I'm like have the munchies still. So I always. My roommate can be an advocate for this. I wake up in the middle of the night every single night to eat something, and last night was an Airhead. And I woke up with the wrappers next.
I eat an Airhead like every day. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, you showed me how to do the little like.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
Wait, oh, cute.
Yeah. Amari showed me how to like fucking shake the Airhead until it's a ball.
Basically,
I don't know
it's a little Airhead hack. Like, I don't know when I learned this. Probably when I was like very, very young, like in elementary school or some shit. But like, you like shake the Airhead. I'll bring it in one day just for
like
you
while
guys.
It's in the package.
Yeah. And it like goes from like being a full size Airhead to like literally this big.
You just shake it. It's so science.
Yeah. Does it like roll up around each other or just.
It just like condenses.
Well, that's kind of nice.
It's like a little fat.
It's
like,
so science.
It's like an Airhead like pizza roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like candy when I get high. I don't like to eat candy, but when I get high, like the munchies are just always.
I never crave candy. I crave like cheese and like bread.
It's a charcuterie.
And like fucking meat. Like I crave meat a lot, but like vegan meat. I'm talking about vegan stuff. I'm vegan.
Right.
I crave like vegan beef.
I said, hell yeah, I'm vegan. By
anyways, what have you been up to, Amari?
Your life, guys.
Not much has been going on. I'm going to Cabo tomorrow for one of my best friends, Ashley's birthday. Really excited about that because last time I was in Cabo, it was for spring break when I was in college and it was just like a complete wreck.
You went to college?
Yeah.
Can't relate.
For a year and a half. But I didn't finish college, which I did. But you can always go back later.
Yeah, it's never too late.
But I'm really excited about that because we're, like, taking, like, a private jet. And, like, it's going to be, like, so cute and fun.
Yeah, he was talking about it earlier. He was the PJ. You, bro.
I'm just really fucking excited. And, like, now, obviously, like I said, my Botox and filler has set in. So the Insta pics will be booming. The OnlyFans content will be bussing.
Yeah.
So
how long are you going for?
Like 5-6 days.
So you're going to be drunk as fuck for the next 5-6 days?
We're going at the same time.
Yeah. I'm like, if anything weird comes in on the group chat, just know I'm in Cabo blacked out.
Just ignore it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then what about you?
I'm going to Vegas on Wednesday.
I'm like, why?
Wait, are you?
Tell
are you
us
21?
Why.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
I'm 21. My friends, the Hustle Boys are in Vegas, so I'm going to Vegas.
I'm like, you look flustered.
They were like, come. I was like, okay. I'm like blushing.
You're like, I'm on my way.
I love them.
They're like, hey,
why.
What do you do? Yeah, I'm on my way.
Yeah,
you guys
are probably like, who the fucking Hustle Boys? I don't even know. They're a random group of boys that I met when I moved to LA, and I just go wherever they go.
Is the motherfucker with a duck in that? What's his name?
No,
Tony?
That's Tony.
He's not in the Hustle
Boys? Two-turned Tony. No, he's not in the Hustle House, but he likes us.
Right, cool.
He lives in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he raises ducks.
I love him. That's you love him too. She gets in the car today with his beer bong in her hand.
Oh god.
Like what?
Fully repping the
And brand. I picked her up from like a restaurant.
Yeah.
His own little thing.
Yeah, I walked into a restaurant today with a beer bong. Uh-huh. And the guy was just kind of staring at my beer bong the whole time. And I was like, I'm not going to use this with your cocktails, I promise. I just had it with me because I needed it.
You never know when you're going to need it.
Well, yeah, I needed it for a different thing that I was doing that day. So I just had it.
Right.
That's what I'm doing this week. I'm going to fucking Vegas.
That's
what
fun,
should
though.
I do in Vegas?
You
grew up there.
I grew up in Vegas. So you are 21.
Not to cut you off. I'm so sorry. I love you to death. So since you're from there, I feel like you would know this. Isn't there like a thing? It's like a big ass building you can jump off of? Or is that not
what?
The stratosphere?
That might be what it is.
The stratosphere is like, you can, I don't know if you still can, but you could like bungee off of it. And I never did. There's so many things that are like so Vegas that I've never done. Like I haven't rode the New York roller coaster. Like right. I haven't done a lot of those things. I've never been to the stratosphere. Mm-hmm. But I've just never really had the desire to. I feel like a lot of people think that like, oh, like you grew up in Vegas. Like you lived like on the strip and like right. you did this and this. And I'm like, no, honestly, we just got really drunk in high school.
Yeah.
Like, fair enough.
That's
fair
really enough. All it was.
That's so weird how like people grew up in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Like I grew up in Ryland. I'm like, what?
It is definitely a whole different experience. You know, like running from guns at parties and shit.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
No, yeah, it's crazy. But yeah. Well, I hope you have a great time.
No, I definitely went through that in Providence because I used to go to like Providence parties when I was in Rhode Island and like there was like shootings and shit like at the parties. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like.
I had a friend that got shot in high school. He was a baseball player.
Holy fuck. Did he live?
Yeah, he was like fine after,
Thank
but like,
God.
It was just
oh my
crazy.
God. I was like bad at like, oh.
Where'd he get shot at?
Like his shoulder.
That got hurt like a.
Yeah. Oh, I can only imagine.
I used to go to parties on Pembroke. If y'all from Rhode Island, you know what Pembroke is?
Pembroke Pines?
No, that's in Miami.
Like, wait, I know that.
That's in Miami. No.
That's a different
Pembroke
area.
In Providence is... Don't go there.
Right.
But the parties are lit.
Wow, that's all that matters,
just,
honestly.
It's risking your life.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, okay. We never had none of that in Texas. Just horses and land. That's it.
And tractors.
I was a horse rider.
Right.
For 10 years.
Actually?
Yeah. I'm a horse girl.
Okay.
But I've never told the internet that.
It's the braids, too. You're like, I'm a horse girl.
I was an equestrian.
I could see it.
Yep.
That's iconic.
Got championship in every show.
I'm like, I ride
I know how to just, jump my fucking horses.
You did it, like, professionally. Like, or, like, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you competed against people?
Yeah.
And shit?
That's one of my horses, he was a pony, actually. His name was Bandera. He died on Christmas.
Okay.
Isn't that That's fucked
sad.
Up?
R.I.P.
Yeah. I talk about that a lot. Because I'm like, feel bad for me. My horse died on Christmas.
Holy shit. Okay, well, you guys, that's how things are going in our lives. Comment down below how things are going in your lives. Because we just love you and care about you so much and want to hear about
we want to know.
The goods, the bads, the crazies, the uglies. All of it.
Get in, loser. We're talking drama.
I almost said get in, loser. We're talking news update.
News update. The drama. The dramatics.
What are we talking about, Mari?
What we have written down here is Stromedy versus Bryce Hall fight. And I believe you have quite the knowledge on what's going on with that.
I have quite an opinion on this.
That's the word on the street. What
so,
you got?
So, Bryce Hall got approached by a boy at Boa Steakhouse. And this guy, he was with Taylor Holder. Bryce Hall and Taylor Holder. And this guy runs up to their car because there's 7 paparazzis and is just talking shit. And he's like, I want to fucking bite you. Like, you're a fucking pussy. And Bryce is like, wait, you're saying this because the paparazzis are here.
Exactly.
And the guy's like, M-m-m-m-m-m-m-m. So Bryce goes to his house in a YouTube video. I appreciate Bryce. I think he's a great YouTuber. He's great at his job. And he goes to this guy's house, and the guy's like, absolutely not. Like, I'm not going to fight you right now. Like, I'm doing stuff. Like, I have things to do. Like, I can't believe you're here right now. Pussy. And I'm like, yeah. And Bryce is like, it'll literally take 5 minutes. Like, that's it.
Is this the same guy? Because I saw a TikTok where, like, Taylor's, like, literally, like, popping off on someone, like, right outside of a house. Is this that same guy?
Taylor got very mad, but I don't know.
Or Taylor's like, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
It was, like, a nice house. Yeah, it's, like, a nice house, like, in front of it, in the driveway.
It almost was, like, the old team tin house, like, that kind of
vibe.
Okay, yeah.
Like, yeah, but Bryce was basically, like, trying to fight this guy, and he was like, oh, I can do it, like, a different day, but, like, not now. And he's, like, fidgeting and shit. Mm-hmm. And it was really awkward, and so Bryce left. And then he actually, like, said he would, like, get into the ring with him. So he got into the ring with him. Which is respectful.
Actually, like, got into the
ring. Yeah, like, very respectful. He got into the ring, but Bryce rocked his shit.
Really?
Bryce rocked.
Where have I been?
And then the guy was like, yeah.
Like, I don't want to side with anybody, but to be fair, with the amount of footage that was put out, I don't think it's, like, fair to, like, say. I think Bryce won for sure. But I think people are looking at Stormy like he was, like, a complete pussy. More cause
No. Because
Bryce was in control of, like, what footage got put out there. So, of course, he wasn't going to put any shots of, like, Stormy doing, like, his thing and shit.
Oh, it's Stormy, not Stromedy.
Whatever the fuck it is. Stormanity, whoever.
Stormy, what are you doing fighting?
Stormy.
Kylie, come get your daughter.
But no, yeah, it takes a lot of balls to actually do that.
100%.
Especially when it's been talked about so much, like, so much hype was about it. Yeah. And, like, whoever was to lose that fight is definitely going to get, like, shitted on by the internet. Yeah. Everyone's going to be like, oh, you're a pussy.
Which sucks, yeah.
So did this all happen?
He had a lot of balls to get into that ring because Bryce is, like, a little steroid king right now because he's getting ready for that other fight. But,
yeah.
Wait, yeah, so I think he had a lot of balls getting into that
This ring. All just started because he, like, came to him at Boa Steakhouse and was just talking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, literally. Wow.
Yeah.
But he was way more hyped because of the cameras.
He was talking a lot of shit, though.
It was is the other guy? Is the other guy, like, Stormy, is he, like, an influencer?
He is, and he's actually very cringy. I have watched his videos, like, after I saw this happen, I watched his videos. He does, like, clown videos. Like, remember in, like, 2017 when, like, clowns was a trend? He does that now in 2021. Oh, so that should say a lot about.
He, like, dresses up like a clown.
No, like, as in, like, driving around and, like, sees a clown on the street. And they're like, oh, my God, is that, like, that type of shit? Very cringy and weird.
Jesus Christ. Well, Bryce fucking killed that guy.
Mm-hmm. He got some good shots on him for sure.
And I'm very excited for that fight. Yeah. On June 5th.
I'm excited.
Oh, wait, the TikTok versus YouTubers fight?
Because Bryce and Taylor are, like, working hard. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited to see it.
No,
I'm such a little, like, advocate for, like, all these little influencers. Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited to see Taylor fight because Taylor's actually been boxing and, like, doing that shit for, like, six years now.
So I love seeing people do good.
He's, like, actually good at it. Like, I've seen him fight, and I would never get close to
Wait, I want to pull up the, like, lineup. I'm sure it's, like, somewhere. I watched the trailer, actually.
Vinny
it was
Hacker's in it.
I think Homeboy's maybe if I
went to Vinny Hacker's Instagram.
Vinny, yeah.
Well, I don't know who he's fighting. It depends on who he's fighting.
I think Vinny Hacker's going to rock someone's shit, honestly.
I think so.
I think, personally, like, I think Bryce versus Austin McBroom, like,
what do you think?
I think, I don't know. I feel like it could be a close fight because, like, I feel like Austin's very fit and, like, agile
I feel
and
like
stuff.
He's going at
but
it.
I really want Austin McBroom to, like, get his shit rocked by Bryce.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. No, I really want Bryce to win.
Yeah, I want Bryce to win.
At first, I was, like, very strongly, like, Bryce is going to win, but then, like, I don't know. I feel like it's going to be close. It's definitely a close one.
Yeah.
But I want Bryce to win so bad.
I want Bryce to win.
So bad.
So we've got Austin McBroom versus Bryce Hall. I want
He's a little crackhead, but, like, I don't know.
Vinny's going against, like, Deji. I don't know who that is.
Deji, that's KSI's brother.
Oh, okay. So do they both already?
Deji fought, who did he fight? Jake, right? Deji fought Jake, like, a couple years ago.
He did?
Right? No? Yeah. That was, like, when they first fought, like, everyone was fighting and shit. That's who he fought.
Ari in the audience,
Ari in the
like,
corner, like,
Ari's
like, his
yes,
lie.
You got it right.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. But, yeah, I really hope Vinny wins just because, like, I don't know, he's buff. Like, he's literally, like, and, like, you see the way he hits the whoa. He's like, like, I feel like he's going to fucking boom, and knock Deji's head off his fucking body.
Have you ever met him in person? Yeah. He's, like, a sweetheart, actually. Like, he's the nicest kid I've ever met in the world. Like, he's, like, a little quiet and, like, reserved until, like, he gets to know you, but he's such, like, he's
so but he's just so fit. Like, I can really just see
Don't
him rocking someone's shit.
Don't make me cry.
Danny Duncan versus you pick.
Whoever the fuck Danny fights, he's whooping his ass.
Who's Danny Duncan, by the way?
Danny's been doing, like, MMA. Not MMA. What was he doing?
Like, judo?
Yeah, like, shit like that. His whole life. Shit. Like, he's been doing crazy
really?
Things his whole life. Yeah, and Danny's just also got, like, crackhead, like, mentality.
Yeah, I've seen, like, a lot of his content. He's just crazy shit. I see he's always running around naked. He's always fucking just doing the most wild shit. So I honestly believe that, like, I feel like if you're crazy enough to fuck someone up, you'll fuck someone up.
Yeah, a lot of it's with your mental.
Yeah, well, when I saw, so Bryce's new YouTube video, when he posted the Stromedy thing, he was, like, crazy, like, mad and shit. And I was like, wow.
You see how many veins was coming out his neck?
Yeah, like, he was pissed.
You're like, wow.
And I was just like, no, not even that. I was just like, Bryce is fucking nuts. Like, mm-hmm. he was like, I, like, respect it, but, like, he was, like, crazy.
Who was Taylor fighting? Do we know yet?
Something Gibb.
Oh, right. Yeah. I saw that.
I've heard the name. I don't know who it is, though. I don't know who the fuck it is. Mm. Not at all.
I'm so excited.
Well, Taylor, I hope you win.
Wait, can we all have, like, a little drunk night in one of our houses?
Oh, yeah. We are absolutely having a fucking fight night. A good watch party. Nate Wyatt versus DDG. Isn't DDG, like, a rapper?
Bryce fucking Hall.
Okay. I think...
I think Nate will take that one.
I think Nate will take that just because, like...
Actually, dude, I love Nate to death, but fuck, he might not. It's gonna be a close one.
No,
uh-huh.
Nate's getting that shit.
Not gonna lie. FaZe Jarvis versus Michael Lee. I on FaZe Jarvis.
Yeah.
I feel like Michael Jarvis. Lee, like, is just, like...
Jarvis?
FaZe Jarvis?
Oh, I've seen him, like, once in my life.
I'm just, like, looking at
really
them.
Seems really small.
Like, look at him, and then look at...
He was working out recently, and he got pretty jacked. Good. But it looked like he was getting roids, like, how fast he got.
Yeah, he looks like he's getting jacked in this photo.
Thinking about can't get that big. Mm-hmm.
And then Michael Lee, I feel like I've seen him before on TikTok. He just, like, does TikTok dances and stuff.
Oh, he's like a little brother, right?
Yes, and he's always wearing, like, those big slippers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But I just don't see him being much of a fighter. Like, he looks like a really nice guy.
I feel like he has a good work ethic, like, based off what I see and how he posts on social media. So I feel like he's going to take the fight very, very seriously and train hard. But still think he's going to lose.
Yeah. Okay. And then we've got Tanner Fox versus Nick Austin.
I heard Nick Austin was pussying out.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Really?
Tanner called him out like 3 different times because he stopped responding. Nick didn't respond no more. Yeah. Didn't sign the contract.
What?
Shit.
That's
really?
The word on the block is Nick is going to back out.
Oh my God.
After that was already posted, Nick stopped responding.
Yeah, Tanner posted like 3 different TikToks and like tweets like calling him out and saying he's being scared. He's not responding. Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
And then he called out Lil Huddy.
Oh my God. I love Nick Austin. I just don't really see him winning that fight.
Oh no, like, not at all.
Tanner Fox is crazy.
Yeah, crazy little. He's like a mini Danny Duncan. Like, he's just
Psycho. It's so funny because, like, even in the photo right here, it's like literally mini Danny Duncan.
Exactly. Looks like his brother.
Aww,
that's so funny. Yeah, they look like they could be related. But yeah.
I'm saying
it's like
Tanner.
The biggest Nick, you got great at the bottom, though? And it gets bigger. Smaller.
You know, exactly. But Austin McBroom, I just really want to see him just go down.
Yeah. I don't really like him for some reason. I don't know why, but I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
What about Addison Rae?
And that's the tea.
Addison Rae got caught with Madison Beer.
I'm like, okay, so speaking of Nick Austin, his ex, Madison Beer, has an ex named...
Wait, what do you mean his ex?
I think they're together.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry, I'm stupid.
Nick Austin and Madison Beer are dating.
Sorry, I'm just throwing the
ex
around.
And it's obvious at this point.
Uh-huh. I think they're a cute couple.
I think
they're a very cute couple.
Never saw it coming, though.
But no, honestly.
He bagged that girl, and I...
Shout out Nick. That's my boy.
And I love Madison's music, too. So I'm just like, better treat her right or she's going to make some busted music about you.
She got so much hate, and I don't get why. Because she is crazy.
I think, like, honestly, like, jealousy. Like, I genuinely think definitely jealousy. Anybody that would hate on her was because, like, they're jealous.
Because she is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never met her, so I think I'm not.
But anyways, so Madison's ex, Zach Bia, was just recently seen with Miss Addison Rae. Uh-oh. What do we think? I personally think that, like, obviously Zach has a very close connection with the Kardashians.
Uh-huh.
And I think pretty much that's where Addison got her in there through hanging out with them. And I feel like she wanted a night out on the town.
I don't know, having
more fun.
I don't know because she's like, she was at a party, but like she literally had a sweatshirt like held over her. And I don't know if it was because she was at a party or because she was with him.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably both. The party, because I feel like she's like,
I don't go to parties. Like, yeah. I'm like Addison
Rae. Yeah, because she got caught out like during COVID and shit. Like, she would get the most hate out of anybody.
Yeah,
else
of course. Mm-hmm. I think
she's
that's
Addison
what it was.
Rae.
I didn't think it was because of that.
Nah, there's no reason.
From the start.
Unless, like, she's like really close with Madison.
Yeah, she's not.
I don't
so
think
who
they, I don't
gives
think
a fuck? It's not that. It's because she was at a party.
Yeah, I honestly, like, in
everyone
that,
goes to parties. Relax. Give it a break.
Go ahead, Addison. Get you some.
In that area, like, I feel like, I don't know if, like, Addison and Madison know each other. Also, just
Addison,
like,
and Madison.
Addison and Madison.
Wow, that
I role. Don't know if they, like, know each other really well, but, like, I just think in any form of, like, as far as it looks like on social media, it doesn't look like they're, like, homies.
Yeah.
So it's, like, if she were to be hanging out with Zach and, like, hooking up with him, I doubt she's hooking up with Zach Bia. But
no.
I think if she were, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world because it's, like, if you're not that close with Madison, like, do you really owe her loyalty right there? It's not like that's your homie, like, you're doing her dirty or anything like that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. You guys think that, like, it's just, like, influencers are, like, with other influencers' exes. Like, it's not that deep. It's really not that deep.
Also, like, the second... any big influencer that's a girl is seen with another influencer that's a guy or whoever the guy is, it's instantly like speculated that they're dating or fucking every time. It's never like, oh, they're just hanging out, like they're having fun. It's always like, oh, they fucking for sure.
Yeah.
Which is kind of annoying.
And Zach's also just a nice
guy. It's like awkward.
Cool,
it's very awkward.
Yeah.
Because then all the comments, like they're like tagging the other person, and like I'm just like, please stop tagging them. Like, that's awkward. Like, it's awkward. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
It's so awkward. Like, stop doing that. Thank you.
Case closed. Anyways,
thank you, Blaine.
Zach, if you're watching, which I know you're not, well, this is Zach's
watching. I'm right here.
But if you're watching, I miss Poppy a lot. Really miss the club.
Yeah, I don't think that's what it was.
I'm like, let me know when it reopens.
Yeah. Get in, losers. We're playing a game.
And we're not talking the games that you guys be playing in your motherfucking relationships, bitch.
Oh, basically, what we have right here is we have a bunch of envelopes, and inside of these envelopes are like slang terms that you could find off of Urban Dictionary. So what we're going to do is we're going to pass. Does everyone get one? Is that how we're doing it?
I think what we should do is like
one at a time.
Send it around. We all say what we think it means.
Oh, okay, we all do one at a time. Okay, cool. So yeah, we're going to pass one around. Everyone's going to read the name, and we're going to all give a guess on what we think the word would mean. We're probably going to be way fucking off because there's some weird ass fucking words. And yeah, so here, Tara, you pick one just randomly.
Okay.
You
okay?
Yeah. Pick one randomly.
I'm bawling.
I'm excited. Have you guys ever looked up your own names on Urban Dictionary before?
I have, and it says it's very accurate.
Mine says I'm a beautiful girl.
I'm an angel. I'm like, I know.
Wait, can we do that afterwards?
Like, look at our own names?
Yeah.
Yes, that's
we should do that next episode, honestly.
Yeah.
What if we, like, looked up our own names?
Oh, thank God.
Like a whole segment.
That. Yeah, that'd be kind of fun.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am. Oh, it's just me first?
Well, yeah.
What's the word?
You're going to read it and give your guess.
Pognophile. I feel like that's like...
Pogno, huh?
Like a something with a pedophile.
Okay.
Right? It's like pognophile.
It's got the file.
I hear pedophile.
Okay.
Am I a pedophile? But like for like fucking alien, like what do you mean pognophile?
Well, I think it's okay, so because there's like a GN, I think it's ponophile. Like you know. Right? Right? Yeah, the G and the N.
I mean,
yeah,
that, like, that would
when
make
they're
sense.
Together.
That would make
sense. So I don't think it's pognophile. I think it's more like ponophile.
But like what do you think it means?
I don't know. Where's like the derivative? Like, what's the? Okay,
I
so
hear
P-O-G,
like
POG
toads and shit.
I'm thinking like.
I don't know, bro. Like, what?
When it comes to words like that, fuck.
I have no fucking idea.
Well, because there's the word file, English? What? I don't speak that.
Who the fuck's sending us?
I think it has to do with something that's like obviously kind of creepy because like ponophile, you think pedophile, file. I don't know
it's
what it necessarily means. What's the Greek, Latin derivative? I don't fucking know. What does it
Someone
say?
Who loves beards.
What?
What?
Okay, so
I literally thought that was like toads and fairies. Like, I was so confused.
She said pognophile.
Yeah,
my guess was gonna be somebody that's a pedophile strictly over just the phone, though. Like, doesn't really like in person, but like over the internet.
A phonophile.
Like a phonophile.
Phonophile. Okay.
Well, we were way fucking off, so that's great.
Typical. It's Urban Dictionary, though. If you're guys watching or listening, go ahead, look up your name on Urban Dictionary and comment down below. Just copy and paste it. Tell us what it says.
Yes.
We want to know.
Word by word. Moab. I know what that is.
Wait, there's a couple in it. Actually, Moab.
That's Call of Duty. A Moab. That's like a nuke. A bomb.
It is?
Yeah.
I think
like Modern Warfare 2, they called it Moabs.
Well, because it's in all caps, I get like acronym vibes. I'm going to say money over all bitches.
I like
I bet.
That. I like that.
Money overall. Oh, yeah. I think that's
which is
it.
True. Hell yeah. Wait, do you guys agree?
I feel like that's what it is, yeah.
Okay, you're sticking with the bomb. Mr. Call of Duty. Mr. Twitch stream game.
Come on, yeah.
I'm thinking money over all bitches.
That's what I think it is, too.
I'm going to be so mad if that's actually what it is.
If it is, I will scream.
It's got to be a... Come on. There's no way.
Oh.
No.
Mouth on ass and balls.
That's really the urban... No, it should be...
Mouth on ass and balls.
Mouth on ass.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go on to Urban Dictionary and, like, do some editing.
Is that possible? Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't know. If you can edit Wikipedia articles, you can definitely edit some Urban Dictionary shit.
No, I think she's asking if it's possible to have the mouth on the balls and ass at the same time.
Mm.
Not the editing, the word.
I'm, like, having flashbacks. I'm like...
Oh, God.
I don't know.
I think
don't
it's
know.
Definitely possible.
Okay. Let's go on to the next one. This is kind of fun, though. Urban Dictionary is crazy and quirky. I kind of live for it.
Crazy and quirky.
Okay, wait.
Quirky.
I'm like, one of them has a $1 million check in it, so pick wisely.
I picked two. Okay. Bacon cakes.
Like bacon, like B-A, like we're baking cakes.
Baking a cake.
Ew, I have no idea.
What in the Rachel Ray cooking mama fucking cooking fever bullshit?
So whatever you first think it's going to be, don't think it's that because it's definitely not going to be that. Baking cakes.
I think like you're working out your ass. You are squatting. You are doing hip thrusts. You are working the glutes. You are baking cakes. You're in the gym and you are working your ass out.
I think I'm going to just agree with you on that.
I couldn't have any idea.
Yeah.
I have nothing.
Let's give her a go. Look at me.
Let's give her a go.
It's not going to be that. Envelopes. It's so fun. Yeah,
whoever did this.
It's like when you make a cake using someone's like
our little babies.
Shit.
I was going to say getting like a tan on your ass, but like that's right. Making babies.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Fair. Fair.
Making cakes, making babies. Mm-hmm. Yes, I could see it.
I'm like, baking is a beautiful thing. Making babies. Beautiful thing.
Speaking of babies, when are you guys trying to have a kid? Like, what age?
Oh, God,
or are you, like, one of those people, like, I'm not going to have a kid.
Ooh.
I would have one. I would just, like, I don't know.
That motherfucker's not getting raised in California, I'll tell you that. I'm taking him to, like, Texas
that's
or something.
Scaring me.
I would raise my kid in California if it was, like,
depends on what area.
Not L.A. Yes. Like, I would raise my kid in, like, Malibu.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. He's going to be a little bougie.
Is Malibu
fuck.
L.A.?
I don't know. Yeah, it is
I don't
LA.
Want my kid walking around, like, Hollywood Boulevard fucking getting pressed by people left and right. I think Malibu's like cute.
It's more so like the people. Like I would want my kid to grow around like very like not saying people out here aren't genuine, but like
I get
people out here aren't genuine. So
LA isn't real.
Yeah, so that's why I want my kids.
It's not real.
What I do appreciate about LA though is the like diversity and the like promotion of like self expression and like just being who you are. Like my nails are painted. Yep. Like you know, like it doesn't really matter.
Well,
like
yeah, that's yeah, mm-hmm.
But then we have like
that's the only good
riots
thing
happening
about
left and right.
LA. Mm-hmm. Everything mm-hmm. else sucks.
Yeah, but then New York's also kind of like that
to
too.
Not to be like negative, but oh, so negative.
She's like, fuck this place.
I know. I don't like being negative.
She's like looking at everyone. She's like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck this whole place. I'm leaving.
No, yeah, LA sucks, but.
Okay, mm-hmm. ideal age for a kid. Are you gonna have a kid or what's up? Do you want,
okay,
do you want to do
all that? So there's just so many different like routes to take when it comes to having a kid. Because like first of all, I don't want a kid until I have like millions of dollars saved in the bank.
Right.
Because I want my kid to like live like, a good life.
My
yeah. And I don't want my kid to just like I want my kid to work for things. Like I want to give my kid like a Range Rover when they're 16, but they also want them to like have a job. You know?
Yeah.
Like be responsible, but also like give them nice things. Things that like I would want when I was like 16, but like didn't necessarily always get. Right. And I just think that would be like great. But I also want my kid to be raised with like values and morals and stuff like that. But then I also don't want to have a kid like
manners
too late. Cause like I have young parents. My parents are 42 and 45. And
holy
I love
shit.
It. Yeah. So like they had me when they're like 20. So like I love that. Like I want, I mean, I'm not going to have kids at 20. Obviously we've missed that mark, but I just want to be like a young parent at the same time. So I've always thought like, okay, like what if like later I adopted a kid, but then also like had one of my own. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like have two kids, adopt one, and then have a kid.
I
want to
adopt one too.
Sounds just
like it's sad that like there's so many kids out there that don't have homes. Like,
no, exactly.
And people are just like popping out kids. I'm like,
Yeah, and I know like quite a few people that like were adopted, and like I just think it's like amazing. So I think
I'm just like scared to pop out a kid because like I'm thinking of how I was as a kid, and like if there's another one of those running around, shit could get bad. Really?
I was like a fucking stupid ass bitch.
Dude,
my poor parents.
I was
my
pretty
poor
wild.
Fucking parents, bro.
But I'm thinking like I don't know, like 30 years old.
Me
maybe?
Personally,
I don't know.
Like 28. I mean, dude, you never know though. By like 25, I could be like set for. That's the goal. Goddamn, mm-hmm. at 25, just be set for life, mm-hmm. just be chilling. But
you never know when you're gonna like marry Kylie Jenner.
You just never know. So I'm but usually I would say between like 28 to 32, like in that range somewhere.
Yeah, that's a good
Towards the ends of the 20s. The 20s, I'm turning the fuck up every day. Y'all already know. Come on.
Get in, loser. We're talking about other
people's
love lives. We're talking about other people's love lives because
we don't have one.
Well,
I don't have one.
Oh, you do have
flourishing.
You do have one. But. Like, there's nothing really, there's no drama in mine. There's no drama in your guys' love lives. So why wouldn't we just talk about someone else's love lives, you
exactly.
know? Let's just dig our nose in someone else's business.
I'm down for that.
I'm like, for the clout, the views, all of it, the money, whatever. Right?
Right. No,
fuck you.
Damn right.
Okay, so let's bring this up.
Okay, do we want to start with the whole Nessa, Jaden, and Mads drama? Because I saw that, and that was a little insane, actually.
Yeah.
I think Mads is crazy.
Okay.
She said, boom.
I really like her.
Yeah.
And I've always loved Mads.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Before I did TikTok, I was always obsessed with Mads. Mm. But I think she's crazy.
I think when it comes to like the love and like relationship side of her, that's when she becomes a bit like psychotic on that end.
Because like I would do the same.
Love you, man.
I would like maybe do the same thing. So like I get it.
Yeah.
I personally. But,
no.
Wait, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
We all got so much shit to say. We're like, wait.
So I don't really know much of anything. I saw a TikTok and it was like someone was like speculating, talking about the TikTok that Mads posted. It was like a compilation of like pictures of her and Jaden. And then all of a sudden there was like, I don't know, the song or whatever had to do with like switching and like him being with Nessa.
The Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, but then she deleted it. Yeah. But it's just like, I personally do not like when people use their platforms for like, literally just like attacking someone, like drama. Yeah. It's like, you have millions of fans, she has millions of fans, you guys have a lot of the same fans.
Right.
Why like make people pick sides and like why bring your relationship into all of this? Because it's like, realistically, who gives a fuck?
She was just probably like so upset like she did it, but like, I think that she was just like upset for no reason.
Yeah, and
but, like,
then
a lot of girls are like, she, I would be the same way.
Also, she has like a right to feel upset, but like, publicizing it and like doing that is
just—it's just like Nessa has like a lot of friendships with like guys like Coop and Jaden and like all these guys.
Majority of the people I see her hanging out with are always guys.
Yeah,
always.
Like she's friends with Coop. Sab's fine with it. Mm-hmm. She's friends with Jaden. Nessa's not fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then
I get it.
What?
Oh, wait.
No. Vice versa.
Yeah.
I'm
drunk.
But what I don't understand is like. Is there actually something going on there? Does anyone know? Like, because also, aren't Jaden and Josh like good friends?
So yeah, that's the thing.
So like, why would that even be a thing?
Fucking Sway together, and they're like been.
Aren't they roommates? Don't they live together?
Not anymore. No. Jaden doesn't live in the Sway no more.
Oh.
I don't know.
Wait, no.
I don't know where any of them live.
No, I thought Josh and Jaden moved in together into like some like apartment or something like that together.
I think they were at one point, but I don't think that's a thing anymore. Because ever since Josh got really cool with that guy from Barstool Sports, what's his name? Dave.
Portnoy.
Yeah, he.
You don't know his name?
I know.
I don't know who that is.
Not his last name.
I'm not
woke. I don't know how to pronounce it. But Josh was on that podcast talking about this drama, saying that he basically thought that Mads was tripping.
Yeah.
Like, thought Mads was tripping fucking.
And I
dick.
Agree.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, if Josh is thinking that, because he's the one with, like.
But I love Mads.
Yeah.
So I'm so conflicted.
Like, she's cool as fuck and very nice. But I just think the way she handled her emotions and, like, putting it online like that is just not ever the route to take.
I like feel her with me. I'm like, that's something that I would do, like out of spite.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that's, I don't know.
It's something I do. And
I think
it's
she's crazy, but like, that's not something, you know.
Yeah, I'd regret that like 10 minutes later. I'd post it and then 10 minutes later, I'm like, fuck, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, do you not have like a team of people that are like, don't do that?
Yeah.
Like,
but no? I personally don't think that, well, actually, I don't. I don't think that they cheated at like, Nessa and Jaden got together.
No, I don't think they did either.
I don't think so either. Aren't they just making music together?
Yeah, well, they made that song together, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a fucking song.
And they went on, like, Ellen
it's
together.
A great song.
They went on Ellen together?
Yes, Ellen and Jimmy.
Ellen and Jimmy fucking...
Fallon, right?
No, not Jimmy Fallon. Fucking something else.
No, it was the late night show.
It wasn't Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Wait, what the fuck is the difference? There's a difference?
There's a difference.
There's a lot of those. Okay. But that's fire. I think that's dope for them. Like, instead of, like, creating drama, unless there really is something there that she knows for a fact,
right.
No need to create drama, no need to, like, create all this speculation in the public eye and have everyone, like,
you're
just really stirring the pot. Which, I mean, is also fun every now and then.
I think she almost did it for, like, not attention, but, like, you know, like, when someone's, like, upset and they, like, they want that extra, like, little, like, love and, like, attention.
Definitely. I mean, I wanna...
Yeah, and just acting out of, like, anger and, like, emotion and frustration, like, right then and there, just to, like... You know, but it's like, I feel like a lot of influencers don't realize the power they hold with like their platforms. So then like when they do stuff that like we would typically do when we were in like high school or middle school. And that's also like the age that these people are.
No, they're doing it for views.
Like they don't realize.
They know at the end of the day they can sell numbers off that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And nowadays
too. She knew that would get fucking.
Mm-hmm. And press too.
They want the Snapchat article.
And like she was like killing it back in the day. And now like, and then she didn't. And now she is.
Yeah.
Mads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think everyone just needs to go back to being, like, cute, fun, like, happy, family,
just
friends.
Like everything's, like, a competition and, like...
Yeah. You know, like, just be happy for each other.
Have fun. Do your shit.
Don't double-cross each other.
That's
it's very easy.
I'm, like, happy for each other.
Yeah. It's very easy to just be friends and, like, not disrespect each other and, like, just be good people.
Damn right.
Yeah, because, like, I used to be in love with Mads. Since that was, like, my girl. I was so jealous of her, like, over quarantine. And, like, now I'm, like...
Mm-hmm. I remember, too, just, like, watching them all blow up on TikTok. Like, her, like, just all of them, all the girls. And I was like, oh my God, these girls are so cute and, like, thriving
her,
and stuff.
Her, Nessa, fucking Charlie, Dixie, yeah.
Addison. Now we've got Addison on fucking Keeping Up with
She's
the Kardashians.
She's a celebrity. She's a celebrity.
Before we go into that, do we want to give our opinion on the song they did, like, Nessa and Jaden?
I'm going to be completely honest. Or I just have not segue. Heard their song. Haven't heard the song. Didn't know they performed
it's
anywhere.
It's a really good song.
Yeah, it's actually not bad. Well, the fact that I heard it, the first time I heard it was their live performance, and I, like, liked it. And usually live performances aren't the greatest unless, like, you're a real, like, good artist, but they actually did really fucking good. Jaden's voice is very, very good. Very good.
Nessa's voice is very good.
I've heard a couple of his songs.
I listened to that song the second it came out, and it's great.
1 through 10, what would you rate it?
10. I love that fucking song. I listen to that song every day. I love you, Nessa.
The style, it's like the style of the song. Like, what kind of, like, category would that go under? Like,
I haven't heard it, but is it like rock?
Rock type song, yeah.
Yeah.
With, like, Travis Barker backing it, I feel like it's gotta be like rock and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like Travis Barker.
I love it.
What?
Me and Jordy listened to it scootering down the road.
Bluetooth speaker in hand and all.
Yeah, speaker shit. Does it rain in California?
Wait. Okay. Okay.
I love that song.
Can we talk about Miss... We just love talking about Addison here on this podcast. Can we talk about Addison being on Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Because I love Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Been watching
awkward
for
as fuck.
So long. And then just seeing, like... her be on there. So iconic, first of all. But I gotta say, I feel bad for the girl because I feel like they were grilling her.
A little bit.
And I don't know.
But
and
I feel like they made it more awkward than it was supposed to be.
Yeah, well, also, like, with reality TV, I'm like, I did MTV. I know certain things don't always go exactly how they're planned to be, or, like, they will make you want to say things that you don't necessarily want to say or talk about things. So they like to, like, set the scene. So I think it could have been a thing where it's like, okay, like, Addison, we love you, but we're going to, like, in order to make this interesting, we're going to go ahead and grill you with questions about, like, your relationship with her and, like, you know, and then her just be like, okay, like, I'm ready for it, you know?
I think that's definitely what it was.
Was Kylie Jenner following her on Instagram, like, Addison? Because I heard something that Kylie and, like, Khloe or someone else, like, unfollowed her. Or no, Kim and Kylie unfollowed her after the episode dropped. It was
really?
On, like, TikTok room.
What? Yeah.
Go and look.
It was on TikTok room?
Ari in the back, he goes, I'm looking.
It was either
I'm
TikTok
looking.
Room or TikTok Insiders, but I swear they posted, like, right after, yeah, it's, fucking, there's two of them now. I'm like, which one?
Ari's face.
Disgusting.
Unfollowed.
This is disgusting.
I saw that and, like, yeah.
But, wait, go ahead.
I don't think that, yeah, I think, like, what you just said with the, like, it's because they knew the cameras were on and it was for the show and they knew if it was just, like, a normal conversation.
Yeah, I feel like they have a good relationship, Courtney and Addison, but, like, they made her feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But also wasn't... Okay, so I literally... Like, obviously, I'm consistently watching Kylie Jenner's Instagram stories and following... I'm literally looking at my fucking nails. I copied her. I just saw on Kylie's story, like, she's, like... There's a video of her, and she's, like, posing. And in the back, you hear Addison, like, don't be sorry. Like, because she's, like, posing,
like,
whatever.
Yeah, I saw
like,
it too.
So then why would she, like, unfollow her? Like, I'm confused.
Yeah,
because
she did post that story. But the thing is, when she
obviously
posted
they're
that
vibing.
Story, she wasn't following her, though.
Oh, shit.
Wait, Addison unfollowed who?
No, Kylie and Kim unfollowed Addison, I think, after the episode dropped.
No.
That's what, like, the...
Wait, you just said that. I just remembered.
Yeah. She's like, no fucking way.
Kim's like, there's no way in hell you're turning down this Kim's deal.
Wait, they unfollowed her?
Yeah, but then weirdly, like he just said with the story, like 3 days later, she posted a story and tagged Addison in it.
Just a little confused.
I don't get
Wait.
I don't get it.
What?
I don't. Maybe it was just for more attention.
Wait, this
to the
is
show.
News to me.
Would you guys roast me if I said I've never watched the Kardashians? Like, ever?
Yeah. No, I would.
Okay.
Are you kidding?
I've watched a couple.
Are you kidding?
It's, like, interesting to watch sometimes. I've watched, like, a couple episodes in one season, but I don't watch
it. Do you guys watch Keeping Up?
Okay.
Yeah, suddenly I'm a tween.
Our producer just goes, I watched the Kardashians as a teen. Tween.
I just live for it, honestly. It's just, like, fun seeing, like, what's going on in their lives and stuff. And, like, they're just also, like, pretty.
And rich.
I'm like, you guys are buying a bunker? Right. What? I'm trying to think, what's one more thing we can talk about? I'm like, come on, audience.
What's up with the drama?
TikTok room is a good place to go to look for, like, the drama. It's funny because it's, like, TikTok room isn't just... We can talk about that. TikTok room is not just, like, TikTok drama. Like, I feel like it's just drama all
it's
over.
Everything.
Yeah.
They've slowly evolved into just posting really anything.
Like, I've seen myself on TikTok room, and I am not. Well, like, I like making TikToks, but I don't consider myself like a TikToker. Like, I don't have like a ton of fucking TikTok followers. But like,
they honestly are just more so like the influencer shade mm-hmm. room. Is
it's like,
yeah.
like, remember Messy Monday?
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Messy Monday.
I love you, Zoe, but fuck.
I used to live for Messy Monday, except when I would like be on there.
Dude, I used to get in so much trouble because of that shit.
What?
Messy Monday.
What's Messy Monday?
It was like a thing for like You Now. Like when You Now was a thing, it was like a
I loved You Now.
Yeah.
I posted something about that the other day. Mm-hmm. I used to give Bryce Hall all the money.
Right. They did it. Oh, you said that. It's like two girls that run it. They're like 16 years old, but they're like a shade room, but it's for influencers.
Yeah, they take like tons and tons of.
Yeah, yeah, and they're popping as fuck.
Yeah, and they take like tons and tons of submissions and shit. Pretty much just like how Messy Monday was, but.
Their Instagram is on meth.
Uh huh. No, I remember when they blew up too. Like, well, they were already like doing really well, but like when the whole like Charlie and Chase thing happened, they gained like literally. Where's she going?
What the fuck?
Oh, she's peeing.
After these messages, we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen.
Tara had to go. There's a boy in the bathroom waiting for her. Just kidding. No. She just has to go pee really fast. But Zach and I can really jump into this.
Yes, we can.
So
we'll take over, guys.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll hold the house down.
Fuck David Dobrik.
Okay, so personally, like, I don't know what to say because I haven't been following up very much when it comes to like the whole David Dobrik drama.
Right.
Like, I've seen like he posted like two apology videos. I've seen a lot of people coming forward. I did see a TikTok where like it was a compilation of like him saying a lot of really rude things to Gabby Hanna. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna lie, like a lot of those things were fucked up. Like, yeah. I was like, damn. Like, it kind of really like highlights like the severity of the situation and stuff. Mm-hmm. I do think it's something that like I feel like every person makes mistakes. You can apologize, grow from it, learn from it. And then it's not about just like saying I'm sorry, it's about being sorry and like doing something about it. Like, your actions in the future just have to show for it.
Owning up to it, and for sure, yeah.
I think David's done a lot of like great things for the community and like for the world. And so I think that like he has good intentions. I think that it's just like a lot of like Tara's back.
Welcome back.
I'm like, and welcome to the stage, Miss Tara's World. Tara Harris, the one and only.
I have a bruise in my hand from trying to close the door. I slammed my hand on the door.
Oof. Oh, that's
in the bathroom.
Did you fuck up your nails?
That.
Mm. At least the nails
are
intact.
You just did that?
Yeah.
She looked like it's been there for a week.
No, I just literally slammed my hand on the door.
We're talking about David right now while you were, you know.
David?
Yeah, the whole David situation, like the drama he's in.
He lost all of his sponsors.
A lot.
I think, like, literally every single one.
But he's so rich, though, so it doesn't really matter. But like,
I know, but I don't think that, like, I don't know. I don't want to, like, say that, like, I don't think he's, like, responsible for that, but, like, I don't.
I think he slightly is, but I think a couple years ago, because, like, this was when he was first getting, like, all the hype and, like, all the views and stuff, I think he was just so living in the moment and was so, like, only really thinking about the videos and the views and not like the actual like real like serious situation that happened with mm-hmm. like Dom and the girl, and kind of was like just like blind to it
mm-hmm.
and like I think if he would have in that moment truly knew like how wrong the situation was, like he's such a good guy, like he wouldn't have like that's put that shit out there.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think too.
And I think that when your life is like as busy and flustered as his, like constantly vlogging, constantly editing, like just doing deals, doing everything under the sun, I feel like you kind of like turn a blind eye to like the reality of the situations that are happening, and you kind of just don't really think about it. So like,
I'm not defending him.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm not defending him,
but I'm saying I think, and like he has a good heart. Like at the end of the day, I think he does have the best intentions in every situation.
That's
he does.
Exactly what I think too.
Dude, I'm not anywhere remotely close to as busy as he is, mm-hmm. but I forget to like text my mom back sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so I can't even imagine
okay.
this.
Yeah,
100%.
Very busy.
I think that David Dobrik is the sweetest motherfucker I've ever fucking seen in my life. I don't think that I think Dirty Dom is a fucking asshole. Definitely. But I don't think David, like, looked into it as much as he should have.
Right. And also, nobody was really there the night everything happened. So, like, there's no telling, like, you know.
I don't think that everybody should be canceling David Dobrik for this shit. I think they should be canceling that fucking weirdo in the corner.
He should be held accountable for it, but I don't think he should be, like, canceled for it. But he should, like, realize regardless to what his intentions were, he did put himself in that situation. So he has to then, like,
definitely
own up to it, take accountability, and then, like, you know.
But, like, he's great, and I don't think that should
Dom,
be
though?
On him.
I will say this.
Dom, though?
If we're getting rid of some of the
he's
competition.
He's a fucking weirdo.
feel free to nominate me for a Kids' Choice Award. Shit, I want to win one. I want a motherfucking surfboard, bitch. Like, hello? Like,
oh, goddamn.
Surfboard.
I want to get slimed.
Uh-huh. Trying to get slimed, trying to get a Kids' Choice Award. Yeah. I'm like, so nominate Get In Loser. Wait, there's something in my eye.
Wait.
Nominate Get In Loser Podcast.
Are podcasts awarded?
I don't think at the Kids' Choice Awards, but I think at, like, the Streamies and shit.
Especially ours.
I feel like maybe at the Streamies?
Are the Shorty Awards
or Shorty Awards?
Because... I won a Shorty Award once upon a time. No big deal.
You won one?
You now are of the year. No big deal.
Oh.
No big deal. I did a speech and everything.
Wait, that's iconic. Mario's just like,
like, damn it. You know what's crazy? I actually think he was nominated that year.
Really?
He was in. I could be wrong, but I want to say he was nominated that year.
Damn, that's iconic.
Sorry, Mario.
Wow, congrats. Okay. Well, I think we've done a lot of babbling today, and I think we can really. Go ahead and wrap up the Get In Loser podcast for the day. Tara's drunk, which is always a good sign.
No, I'm not. I'm holding my microphone.
Pulling up here, she was literally saying, like, the most drunk I get all week is when I come and do these podcasts.
Well, I didn't, always, like, realize that you were pulling up. I was, like, at a restaurant on Melrose. I had no idea that Amari was pulling up, and then he did. So thank God. I forgot.
She's like, and I'm not going to remember this either. But yeah, we love you guys so much. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Get In Loser Pod, on TikTok. Like, we're all over the place.
Right.
We love you guys. All the support. We need every ounce of it because we would be nothing without you guys.
Literally not shit.
I love you guys so much.
Bear with us, guys. We're
like,
still getting used
to the
podcast.
Like, literally DM me. I talk to you guys. I FaceTime y'all. You know it.
This is true. And never forget.
Come on, babies. You remember. FaceTime me.
Never forget, you guys. Audio comes out 2 days before video. You can see us on any of your podcast streaming platforms. Yep. Tune in next week on Get In Loser. This is Tara, Zach, and Amari signing off.
Yeah, stay sexy, man. Y'all are sexy as fuck. Keep it going. She.
All right, I'm going to try. She. Oh, that was kind of good. Okay. All right,
can we get a sheesh on three? One, two, three.
She.
Oh, you guys were. All right. I love you.
Bye.
Bye, bitches.
Yeah, they tryna end me, I'm running the race. I gotta pick up the pace. They throwing shade, but I'm gone.
Get in, losers.
We're talking shit.